Negotiations over the renewal of a collective bargaining agreement between district employees and administrators have been going on for over a year. Negotiations moved into non-binding arbitration earlier this year, but once again stalled over healthcare costs. David Brighton is the president of the Kenai Peninsula Education Association. He argues that some staff won't be able to keep up with the rising costs.
We need premiums that we can afford. There are some support staff employees that will end up having to write a check to the district to cover the cost of health care, you know, because their paycheck is just absorbed.
The school district offers two health care plans to employees, which vary in cost. Those plans determine the district's contribution toward health care premiums, which is either 90 or 85%. However, employees in the district have been splitting premiums in half for the last couple of years because total health care spending has reached a cap laid out in the current collective bargaining agreement. That's led to employees paying roughly $3,700 or $6,000 in health care premiums this fiscal year.
So we need to reduce the premium cost. We need to remove the cap because that's shifting the cost from the district to the employees.
Peggy Erkineff is the spokesperson for the district.
As we know that health care is continuing to rise, the district did make an offer or proposal that adopted the arbitrator's recommendations, plus went beyond the arbitrator's recommendations and the offers.
The arbitrator recommended that the district increase its share of employee premiums from 50% to 70% once the healthcare spending cap has been reached for the year. In its offer, the district also offered to increase the total amount of its contribution slightly. Both unions rejected the proposal, asking for the spending cap to be eliminated entirely and for the district to pay for 85% of all employee premiums. The school district rejected the idea, saying it was too expensive. It's unclear if both parties can find middle ground on health care, which appears to be the remaining sticking point in negotiations. If they can't, it may be difficult to avoid a strike in the fall.
We are continuing to hope that negotiations will continue through the summer and a tentative agreement will be reached prior to the new school year.
However, there is no set timeline for the district and both unions to return to the bargaining table. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.